Sociologists say humans tend to worry about the wrong things. There's new data today about a legitimate worry, the polluted air children are breathing around the world. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. 300 million children live in areas where the air is toxic, according to a new report out today from the UN's Children's Fund, UNICEF. The data maps the pollution across the earth, revealing that the majority of these kids live in developing nations such as Asia and in Africa. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more on this.
You know, kids breathe twice as fast as adults. Their immune systems aren't as developed, so air pollution really hits them hardest. And UNICEF has some very stark numbers on this. 600,000 children under 5 die each year from diseases directly linked to air pollution. 2 billion children live in places where air doesn't meet international standards. And the majority of kids who breathe the most toxic air are in developing countries, West Africa, in South Asia, in East Asia. And it's not just, you know, industrial pollution. It's not factory pollution. It's also agricultural, you know, burning crops, crop waste or fuel. And it's worth pointing out that Europe and the U.S. had horrific air pollution problems as they industrialized. But one of the points UNICEF is making is that it really doesn't have to be this way now at a time with so much green technology. And in some places, including some in China, they've made tremendous strides.
All right, Sabri, thank you very much. It is official just now. General Electric and oil services giant Baker Hughes will combine pieces of their operation into a new company with a stock that will trade publicly. The new company, owned more by GE than Baker Hughes, will have revenues of more than $30 billion a year. Let's check some numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.4%. Dow and S&P futures are up about 0.1% each. More now in our series about what the presidential election is doing to and doing for the economy. Today, the story of employees of a Delaware company who watched the presidential debates, heard Obamacare flying back and forth, and got further upset about their company's health care plan, where deductibles are on the rise. This even though that company's health plan is not part of Obamacare's new insurance marketplaces. With companies around the country going into the open enrollment period for choosing benefits tomorrow, some employees who are also voters are saying the Affordable Care Act didn't make care affordable for them. Victor Tabling is sales and marketing manager at a medium-sized company in Delaware that makes industrial diamond products. It's called Applied Diamond. Mr. Tabling, good morning.
Good morning, David.
We're entering the open enrollment period for many companies, and what, you've had some bad news for some of the employees there with regards to costs?
What we're able to offer employees as a small company has really reached the point of unaffordability, particularly with deductibles. And the quality of care that our employees are able to afford because of the plans that we can offer has really declined. It's gotten worse every year, but this year was the first year where it's really become an issue for us as a company.
Now, your employees are not in the Affordable Care Act marketplaces, but it's that your company is out there shopping for decent health care that you can offer them, and you're not seeing the numbers you want to see. The employees are not seeing the numbers they want to see.
Correct. The results on the market for insurance, particularly for small companies like ours, have really, really been a negative, I've got to say.
So if federal health care reform was supposed to sort some of this stuff out and bring costs down, it's not something that you're seeing.
I understand that it has been beneficial for segments of the U.S. population, but for us, it's definitely been bad.
Yeah, more work to be done. And some of your folks are expressing their frustration?
Absolutely. Particularly around each of the debates, the ACA was mentioned, as you all know. And a lot of the political discussion in the office has really revolved around that and what policies will happen in whoever becomes the next president, you know, how the policies around the ACA will affect everybody's health care costs in the office.
Do you catch some of the flack for the health care arrangements, or do people understand that it may be a matter of policy and the markets?
It's never nice to be the bearer of bad news or complicated news. You know, we want to provide the best benefits we can for our employees, even, you know, we're a pretty small company, even though we don't have to necessarily, you know, we want people to stay with us and be satisfied with the benefits that we can provide as a small company.
Victor Tabling is sales and marketing manager at Applied Diamond Incorporated in Wilmington, Delaware. Mr. Tabling, thank you for this.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
We we've been reporting this fall that NFL viewership is down 12%. Now an update from Marketplace's Adam Allington on what this is doing further down the NFL food chain.
The ratings slide for the NFL isn't just a shot across the bow for TV and football executives.
For some of these sports bars, they get about 10% or more of their traffic just from NFL games.
Steven Anderson is a restaurant analyst at the Maxim Group. He says the ratings dip is also showing up in the bottom lines of sports chains like Buffalo Wild Wings.
For the third quarter, their sales are down almost 2% from where they were a year ago.
If ratings don't bounce back soon, Anderson says restaurants may start looking to other teams in different sports to drive traffic. But the networks themselves are hardly panicking. Steven Burke, the CEO of NBC Universal, said as much on an earnings call last week.
We're watching it, and obviously you'd rather have ratings up than down, but having ratings decline modestly and still be very, very strong properties doesn't cause us too much concern.
But in an age of DVRing and Netflix, Sunday Night Football still attracts some 22 million viewers, making it the highest rated show on television and still the best reason to eat a bunch of chicken wings. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
And new in the journal Nature Neuroscience, when people tell little lies, it can lead to telling whoppers. The slippery slope of fibbing is part of research about the brain adapting to dishonesty. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.